It's Casey on the radio, the Health and Happiness Show, brought to you by Hudson Valley Hospital Center, a better place to get better.
Hi, it's Casey. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up, a very special treat, a guided meditation on which you will meet your happiest, healthiest self. That's on the way from Demetra Vasiliadis, the heaven-to-earth astrologer who has a new moon phone call you can jump on tomorrow night to help you set your best intentions for the next lunar cycle. You see, I believe God speaks to us in many ways. And along with the new moon, we have a Mercury retrograde. Pamela Cuccinelli will fill us in on that. It's a good time to reflect, renew, redo, and you'll have that opportunity starting tomorrow. First, let's feed your body. Do the letters WFPB mean anything to you? Soon, those letters could become as familiar as the terms gluten-free and vegan. WFPB stands for whole food, plant-based, and it's a way of eating that your body recognizes and thrives on because it is what you are meant to eat, say WFPB enthusiasts, among them a Westchester science teacher who recently held a series of information sessions at the Mount Kisco Library. The popular film Forks Over Knives is a good resource to learn more, but first let's meet Jean Schumacher. What led her to a whole food, plant-based diet?
I ended up in the hospital a couple of years ago and with 105 fever, with high blood pressure, and an infection. They never knew or found out what that was, but the good news was that I had a doctor who was not only a doctor, but a nutritionist at the same time. And she kind of got me on this road that I have been researching for the last 5 years. So I've been taking courses in this and reading voraciously. I've created a website because I got tired of people going, well, how about, where can I find this? So I put it all together into one site, jschumacher.org. I'm just trying to help get the message out that people can take control of their health destiny because, first of all, most doctors have no clue about this. And they're just beginning to understand and learn about how important food is, about what you're eating and the right nutrients. And I kind of liken it to a sports car. If you think of our body as a sports car and you put the wrong fuel into a sports car, this car's not going to go. But our body is kind of more responsive and tries to use whatever fuel you're putting into our body. And if you're not putting the right fuel in, it'll come out in different various ways as dis-ease, being the opposite of being at ease with your body. You're in disease.
We are talking to Jean Schumacher. We are talking about taking control of your health. You're a science teacher who had a bad diet, who got sick, ended up in the hospital, and because you were blessed to have a good doctor who was also a nutritionist, you found whole food plant-based diet, and it works for you.
Correct.
So you have a website to support that, jschumacher.org. So for the person listening today, tell them what their meals would look like if they were to adopt a whole food plant-based diet.
Your basic plate is going to start with a starch as a centerpiece, and then you're going to have fruits and vegetables around it. So like breakfast would be oatmeal, steel-cut oats with some fruit and berries. Lunch might be a quinoa burger with fries, but not cooked in oil. Dinner might be a pasta salad. So you're basically having a starch as your main centerpiece and then fruits and vegetables surrounding it. Mm. There are literally hundreds and thousands of recipes out there because there's really a huge grassroots movement going towards this lifestyle.
When you say a starch, you're not talking about like a white pasta, are you?
We want to do it more whole wheat, you know, get a whole wheat pasta, you know, as your piece there. But yeah, that would be a centerpiece. Potatoes, sweet potatoes, rice. You know, when I talk about and say starch, I'm not talking about like potato chips because that would be a processed food. You want to stay away from, you want to have very minimally processed food that you're eating.
Right, but pasta is very much a processed food filled with...
It is, but minimally, we're trying to look for minimally processed foods like that. So the more you can stay toward like whole food and grains, so like if you could eat barley or, you know, beans, lentils. So I guess more towards, the more you can get away from processed foods in that sense, the better you're going to be. You're making a choice. You have to decide, is this going to help me?
Right. How has it helped you?
Amazing. I mean, I've lost 70 pounds already. My blood pressure keeps coming down. It has been very high. I was on a lot of medication. I'm not on thyroid medication anymore. It's just helped me in so many different ways, just in feeling so much better.
How hard
was it?
I
have so much energy. When you eat at home, it's not difficult because you're just making your food yourself. But to eat out in restaurants, it's very difficult. But I also want to get restaurants on board. I'm trying to get a grassroots movement started that way.
So you want the term whole food plant-based menu to be as common as, say, the gluten-free menu.
Exactly.
Good. Well, Jean Schumacher, you are doing great things. And I'm the girl that goes to the restaurant and orders a side of spinach and a baked potato.
Yay.
Yay. So it can be done, even when you're...
It can.
Even when you're out to eat. I think this is fantastic. So I am going to suggest everybody get a hold of the film, Forks Over Knives.
The movie is available on Netflix and Amazon.
So go to Netflix or Amazon and see Forks Over Knives, and you'll get an understanding of what the whole food plant-based diet is all about.
There's a lot of tips and tricks that I've learned along the way, and I'm happy to share with people.
Perfect. So. I am so glad you're doing this. So it's jschumacher.org, and anything else our listeners need to know this morning?
You can take charge of your own health destiny. It's that powerful.
Yet powerful. Visit jschumacher.org, and you're on your way. That's the letter J, followed by S-C-H-U-M-A-C-H-E-R. Thank you, Jean. Next, look up. Mercury is going backwards? What Mercury retrograde really means, along with a guided meditation, all on the way this morning on the Health and Happiness Show.
It's Casey on the radio. The Health and Happiness Show, brought to you by Dr. David Bank at the Center for Dermatology in Mount Kisco. Visit thecenterforderm.com.
We're with Dr. David Bank from the Center for Dermatology, Cosmetic, and Laser Surgery in Mount Kisco. Doctor, what's new with fillers? Can you explain what they are and how they work?
Fillers are substances we inject into and under the skin to restore the volume that our face loses with time and sun damage.
Okay, tell me more.
We've had fillers available for years, like collagen, Restylane, Juvederm, but we focus on filling the lines of the face, like the ones from the corner of the nose to the corner of the mouth, or the lines from the corner of the mouth towards the jaw. Now medical science has realized that these lines are caused significantly by loss of volume in the cheeks above. Now more than just filling the lines, we're adding filler to the cheeks above the lines.
Does that make the face look puffy?
No. If done correctly, it's subtle and looks completely natural. Patients often report that friends can't put their finger on it, but they say, "You look great."
We thank you, Dr. Bank, and where can we find out more information?
They can go to thecenterforderm.com or call 914-241-3003 for a personal consult. 241-3003.
Hi, it's Casey. If you are hearing this show on Sunday morning, as many of you are, Mercury goes retrograde tomorrow. Pamela Cuccinell of InsideOasis.com says there's nothing to fear.
It's not a bad thing, although it does sort of create that, especially with anyone who works in communication industries or electronics, which nowadays most of us do because computers and cell phones and all that is just part of our everyday lives. Mercury was the messenger god. In mythology, Mercury could travel into the heavens, the earth, and then the underworld. So he represents the how people communicate, how we get a word out, what's going on, what's news, transit, cars, trains, planes, appointments. And so when it's retrograde, from our perspective here on Earth, it appears that the planet is moving backwards. And when it appears that Mercury is moving backwards, the terminology is Mercury retrograde. And astrologers track this and find that when it's retrograde, it's not an immediate thing. People make a lot of assumptions. Oh, I'll meet you at the corner at 9 o'clock. Which corner? 9 p.m., 9 a.m. These are the kinds of mistakes that happen all the time when Mercury's retrograde.
Okay, so we have to be clear.
Yes, we have to be clear. We have to double check appointments. We have to verify information. We have to read our emails carefully. We can't skim. Mercury is reminding us, go deeper, get deeper, reflect. All the REs work better when Mercury's retrograde. Reflect, reorder, reassess, editing, all these things where we go over, those things really, really do well when Mercury's retrograde.
And how often does it happen?
Really good question. It happens most years three times, some years four. So basically, one could argue a quarter to a third of the population of the world is born with Mercury retrograde. So when retrograde, they're basically in their game. They're thriving. Yeah.
So if you were born during a Mercury retrograde, it doesn't mean that you're forever missing your appointments.
No, not at all. Actually, those children tend to learn things a little differently, a little deeper. Sometimes in traditional school structures, it might have been thought, oh, he or she is a little slow, or they aren't really getting it that quickly. Not at all. They tend to chew over things and learn in a different way.
Wow. Now I want to go find a chart and see if I was born Mercury retrograde, and if people in my family family were. That's very interesting. Is there a place I could find that information?
Well, yeah. Actually, if you're interested in astrology, there's a wonderful website called astro.com. It's not my website. It's an independent, beautifully funded website, which is a great resource for professional astrologers as well as students or just anybody.
Okay.
You can go to astro.com and you can put in your birth information and get a free horoscope wheel, which gives you the information like, am I born with Mercury retrograde?
Great. I'm going there, astro.com. All right. So this Mercury retrograde is also happening at the same time as a new moon. That's when we can't see the moon. It's dark and it's starting to grow towards fullness. Does that mean anything?
Yes. Every time we have a new moon, we basically are symbolically being presented with a new opportunity for a fresh start. So new moons, since ancient times, have been used as times to plant seeds, whether it's a virtual seed or the seed of an idea. Because Mercury's retrograde at the time of the new moon, this is really deepening our awareness. So it's more important than usual to just meditate, give yourself some reflection time. It's a beautiful time of year. Just let your mind drift, because sometimes the ideas that fly in at this point in time are really things we need to revisit and give extra juice to, because we can plant them again and they can really grow.
That's Pamela Cuccinell. Visit her at insightoasis.com. And coming up, more about the new moon with Dimitra Vasiliadis and a guided meditation, too.
It's Casey on the Radio, the Health and Happiness Show. Friend it on Facebook and follow it on Twitter. Casey on the Radio, fun and inspiration.
Dimitra Vasiliadis is a spiritual astrologer. And along with blogger Maggie Pinkway of the Glass House Retreat, Dimitra is one of my co-hosts at the monthly ladies' luncheons we've been having since January. This month, on May 31st, the luncheon theme is celebrating women. So bring your mom, your aunt, your sister, your teacher, whomever you want to celebrate to our gathering. Or come by yourself, because you will meet wonderful women, I promise you, and you will leave with lots of new friends. Our day of lunch and inspiration, again May 31st, at the Mount Carmel Hall in Verplank. That's northern Westchester, right near Peekskill. And you can get details at caseyontheradio.com. And Dimitra always begins our luncheon with a beautiful blessing, and then she ends with a great guided meditation. Now, today, you are going to get one of those guided meditations. But first, Dimitra, tomorrow is a new moon. What does that mean?
It's the beautiful little silver crescent that you see, where it's just a sliver of a silver piece of light. It's just so pretty. And that is the moon at its very newest, like a little baby moon, that each day waxes and gets bigger and bigger and bigger until it's full sort of pregnancy at the full moon, when things come to complete fruition every 28 days. So
okay.
It's the moon is on a monthly cycle.
So we get this one new moon every month, and it's like New Year's Eve, right? It's a time to start over again.
It's the time to start over. And if you're aware of like circadian rhythms, which is, you know, when everything is growing on the planet, this indicates when the growing phase for everything, thoughts, ideas, biorhythms. So we have 2 weeks of growing and 2 weeks of waning. And even the farmer's almanac, they plant by the moon. Ancient people, wise people who were connected to the planet, always use the moon as the metric for when things are fertile. And the new moon begins the fertility.
So if we want to start a new business or a new relationship or a new whatever, we should start it while the moon is growing.
Growing, growing, growing. Anything new, enterprise, although this new moon's going to be a little different because Mercury will go retrograde on this new moon. So this new moon is about new beginnings where we redo things. It's great for renovations, rebuilds, reflect, you know, redecorate, rethink, revise, edit, everything like that for this particular new moon. Not always, but this one.
Now, maybe I'll finally get my bathroom finished.
I'm betting you will.
All right. So you have every month a new moon phone call where people jump on the phone with you. It's a big conference call, and we listen to you share about the aspects of this new moon and how we should plant our seeds. So what kind of seeds should we be planting for this new moon?
Well, we plant seeds of intention always, keeping in mind that intention is a very powerful, focused beam of intelligence. And whatever we really focus our intention on has a great chance of coming to fruition. This month, it's a lot about construction, money, self-esteem, and as I said, things that need to be healed, re-looked at, revised,
It's a great month for renovation. It's a great month to look at your relationship to money and your core self-esteem issues. It's a great time to look at contracts again, anything that you've written or have agreed to. This is a time for renegotiation.
So when I sit down to write my intentions for the new moon, as the moon is growing, what do these intentions sound like?
Well, what we do is we formulate about 10 intentions every month using very positive language. And the language that we use is invariably something like, I easily see myself, or I easily find myself. So this month it would be something to the effect of, I easily find myself almost effortlessly getting my bathroom finished. Or I easily find myself revising my contract or asking the boss for a raise. I easily find myself in perfect glowing health, recovering from stress. I easily find myself connecting to the perfect healers to help me recover on all levels from whatever it is that's, you know, bothering the person. Because retrogrades are great for healing, for rejuvenating, for recharging the battery, for just getting a revamp in our lives.
Great. So the positive aspect of retrograde, I like that. All right. So
it has many positive aspect.
Tell me more.
Well, retrograde is a very feminine time. It's about being inward. Our culture is completely about moving forward, being outward, having the lights on at all times, not getting enough sleep, and drinking too much coffee. Retrograde times are when the feminine kicks in and says, wait a minute, not so fast. You've forgotten something, or there's something you've overlooked, or there's something you need to go back and do over, or you need to pull in and recharge your battery before moving forward. A retrograde is the wind up for the pitch, and it's the universe telling you need to pull back before you can go forward. So it's a beautiful time to be meditative, reflective, and finish up things that were left undone or were not done correctly.
Wow. Well, I didn't realize all of that when I started this Facebook program called the New Moon Meditation. And I'm asking people to join a virtual circle. When we get together at our ladies' luncheon retreats, we sit in a circle. So this is a Facebook circle where you can join a special group. And during the new moon, from the 18th to, I think, June 2nd?
Yes, and the retrograde goes till the 11th, but you're completely aligned.
Yeah, we're completely aligned. I don't know. The stars did this for me. So if anyone wants to join the group, you just let me know in an email, and I'll add you to the Facebook group. And then you can just spend time meditating every day and check in with the Facebook group to see how everybody's doing.
I will be joining the group because it's a perfect use of retrograde energy to meditate and to be pulled in and reflective. And there's no one activity that is more beneficial for every area of life. I mean, the jury's in on this one. The East, the West, the psychologists, medical doctors, meditation is it.
Great. All right. So folks can let me know about that in an email. And if they want to jump on your new moon phone call, they can go to heaventoearthastrology.com and click on events, and they will see registration for new moon. Now, when is your phone call going to be this month?
7 p.m. on Monday the 18th. And if you cannot be on the call at 7, it's a recorded playback. So register anyway, and we'll send you the recording that you can listen to at your leisure.
All right. Now, we only have a window of opportunity to write our 10 intentions for the new moon. When is that?
One of the things that I direct people to do on the call is when to write their intentions. And that will be on the 18th. Let me see.
Because we don't write while we're on the phone, right?
Right. We do not.
Sometimes I cheat and I do.
You can.
I'm a multitasker.
Exactly. You can write them anytime during the call or after the call on Monday up until 1:57 p.m. on Tuesday is a good window. Then the moon goes void, and it's not good to write intentions on a void moon.
All right. And now that's another phrase I want people to know. Void moon means what?
Void moon means that the moon is not making any major aspect to any planets in the period before it enters the next sign. So the time, it's untethered time in a sense.
Right.
And since the moon governs our mood of the day, the general feeling of the day, our subconscious for the day, that is a really good time, again, like the retrograde, to be inward, meditative, focused, getting your house in order, your desk in order, your papers in order, your soul in order. But it's not a good time to be doing decisive things. Things tend to go void.
So when the moon is in a particular sign, it's telling that sign's story.
Well, it's nurturing that sign, and it's bringing up the collective unconscious around that sign.
I gotcha.
So, for example, the moon in Pisces, the mood would be emotional, dreamy, empathic, musical, poetic, spiritual. On the negative side, it might be escapist. So people who are sort of unconscious and struggling might express the negative aspect of a sign, and people who are a little higher up in their evolution or more conscious that day have a shot at expressing the beautiful mood of that sign.
Great. Gotcha. All right. So when the moon is void, it's like taking a pause before it nurtures another story.
Perfect.
Got it.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just learning. I'm a baby student here. So one of the things I love about your new moon call, when I jump on each month and write my intentions, is you do a lovely guided meditation at the end. And I'm wondering if you could do a mini meditation for our health and happiness listeners today, because they deserve a special treat.
I would love to do a guided meditation to connect your listeners with their healed, happy, and healthy future self, to be in alignment with the Health and Happiness Show. Okay, so we're starting our beautiful meditation, and just allow yourself to settle in wherever you are right now. And to begin connecting with health and happiness, first just notice how much beautiful support is available to you right now, and let yourself sink into it. And just notice where your body connects with support, and feel yourself smile at how much support is right now available to you. And with each breath you take, allow yourself to become more and more relaxed, more loose, more limp, and we're going to ask the cells of every listener's body to achieve the deepest state of peace and joy and well-being that they're capable of at this moment. So imagine, if you will, from this place of relaxation, that you're floating along on a beautiful golden current of air that wraps around you and already begins to nourish the cells of your body and your mind with a beautiful sense of peace and well-being and joy. And this beautiful current of golden light is taking you to a place where you can connect with your future self, your optimal future self that has achieved a state of health and happiness that you have yet to achieve, a state of joyful, luminous, beautiful, blissful health and happiness. And maybe you have achieved it in the past, but this beautiful future self is a future self that sustains this wonderful frame of mind, body, and spirit. So look down below and notice that as you're floating along, there's a beautiful pathway. And this beautiful, gorgeous pathway with trees, plants, whatever you're most drawn to, has golden footprints that are radiating a beautiful light. And allow yourself to alight right in front of these footprints. These are the footprints of your future self, who is healthy, glowing with health, and reconnected with their highest bliss and happiness in life. And if it's all right with you, allow yourself to step in these footprints. And these footprints are going to empower you, connect you with all you need to connect with to achieve this wonderful state. This energy moves up through the bottoms of your feet, this warm, living light, connecting with the soles of your feet, your ankles, your calves, your knees, your thighs, just moving up through your body, through your whole pelvic floor, teaching every cell of your body where it needs to go, who it needs to connect with, what it needs to remember in order to achieve the deepest state of health and happiness possible at this time. This energy now moves up through your belly, up through your whole digestive tract, cleaning and clearing out, up through your lungs, teaching you to breathe deeply, that you deserve to breathe as deeply as possible every minute of every day. You're allowed to take up space. You're allowed to be here fully. This beautiful golden light now entering your heart, filling your heart with joy, with health, with healthy thoughts, healthy love that you can radiate and receive also from the community. Up through your whole throat, your Venus chakra, empowering you to speak the words that will lead you to health and happiness. Up through your whole head cavity, your eyes, your ears, so that you see the world in a whole new way that leads you to healthy practices, that leads you to your joyful bliss. And then take three steps forward. And with each step you take, you're saying yes to health, yes to mental and emotional well-being, yes to reconnecting with your bliss and your joy of life. Just imagine that there is this beautiful cord of light coming from the future, and allow it to enter your heart. This is from the heart of your healed future self, and will begin to lead you moment by moment, day by day, to the right people, practices, healers, hobbies, states of mind, and anything else that will help you to achieve this beautiful state of health, happiness, joy, bliss, and well-being. So allow this light to enter your heart, take one or two steps forward, again, signaling to your subconscious that you are saying yes to healing, yes to health, yes to happiness. And then allow yourself in this beautifully new, empowered state to wiggle your fingers and toes, be back now, ready to pursue your next activity that leads to health, glowing happiness, and a state of deep well-being.
Ah, nice. You just met your beautiful, healthy, happy future self. Keep her close.
Some dates to remember. I'll see you next weekend at Mayfest in Cold Spring. Music, art, yoga at Camp Lake Surprise. Get more at MayfestNY.com. I'll be in the healing tent doing Reiki. Sign up for Demetra's Heaven to Earth Astrology New Moon Intention phone call. That's tomorrow night. Visit HeavenToEarthAstrology.com. Click on events. And you can meet Demetra and me and Maggie Pinkway from the Glass House Retreat at a May 31st Celebration of Women luncheon. Lots of inspiration there. Details at KCOnTheRadio.com. And also email me and join the New Moon Meditation on Facebook. Just pledge to meditate a little bit every day, and I will sign you up on the private Facebook page. Find the Health and Happiness Show, Casey on the Radio, on Facebook. That starts tomorrow. Lots to do, my friends. Lots to do. See you next week.
You've been listening to Casey on the Radio. Hear more at CaseyOnTheRadio.com. The information shared on this show is intended for general information purposes only. You can contact Casey through the website, CaseyOnTheRadio.com.